are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live. We are live every night, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time. Call in toll free 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your medical question, your comments. I know I've been getting a lot of notes about what happened today with Santorum leaving. I'm not surprised. We knew Rick Santorum was going to eventually have to leave. I'm assuming it's a money issue and, of course, a family issue. You know, his child was hospitalized over Easter weekend. I mean, it's got to be tough, especially when you have young kids. You know, how do you do it? You know, some people were saying, well, Dr. Dahlia, how could somebody be president of the United States and, you know, try to take care of his kids? I mean, you know, we've had many presidents with kids. I mean, JFK's kids were running around the office and underneath the desk. I mean, remember, the president, they kind of get a big staff. They get, you know, there's an argument to be made that it's fairly easy to be president having kids because you get a lot of staff. I mean, can you imagine? Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? I mean, I could barely, you know, do the work that I do with my two kids. So, no, I don't think it's an issue if a president has kids. If there is a child that, let's say a president has a child that's, you know, sickly and, you know, appears to need a lot of medical care, yeah, somebody could say, well, that could kind of pull him away. But honestly, I think Santorum would have done a good job. I just think he's not seasoned enough. You know, I think he's a smart man, but I think, you know, to this election, it's going to be a tough one. I think it's going to be a tough cookie. I think he was tough cookie enough, but he just didn't have the pull and the popularity. I know many of us are kind of concerned because not a lot of people like Mitt Romney. A lot of people are worried about Mitt Romney care. And, you know, even though my show is a medical show and I like to answer medical questions, healthcare is such a huge issue that I get so many political related emails. Dr. Dahlia, what do you think? What do you think about Obama doing this? What do you think about that? You know, and so it is important. I mean, you know, you can't not consider politics when you're looking at healthcare. So, yes, I've been eyeing this whole presidential primary pretty closely. But, you see, for me, I was never really in love with any of the candidates or their healthcare plan, right? Because, like I said, fixing healthcare is no easy task. Not easy at all, and I don't think anybody knows how to fix it. You know, we were just talking about in the previous hour how they are saying, look, you know, you may want to screen for lung cancer, and people who have been smoking at least a pack a day for 30 years using a low-dose CT. You know, that may be the way to go. And they're right. The economists even found that it would actually save money to do that. It'll actually save money to CT people. Rather than wait until you finally chest x-ray them, the cancer's bigger, it spreads, etc. So you see, we have the ability to find cancer early, institute treatment early, but it's expensive. And as we talked about yesterday, how the U.S. is doing a damn good job of fighting cancer. Even though we spend more, you know, healthcare dollars in the U.S., we are adding longevity to people's lives. So when you look at that, you know, and then you look at the candidates. Well, you know, we'll have to fix healthcare. We'll have to fix healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. Yeah, you know, I mean, somebody needs to say, look, this may not be able to be fixed anytime soon, people, because we at lightning speed are getting medications that fight melanoma. We're able to fight ovarian cancer like we never have been able to. We're with stem cells making new organs. We're printing bones off of 3D printers. You know, medical technology has boomed. We were talking about the other day a robot that will later go through our veins, go to the area of the cancer, be able to attack the cancer, or administer the medicine directly. I mean, we have now technology that is far beyond what we ever expected. Yet, this technology is coming as we as a country want to spend less on healthcare. And I was expecting, I was hoping that one of the candidates would stand up and go, I have no clue. I really don't, and I'm not going to pretend I have a clue. And that would probably be, the person I would vote for because they were being honest. Anybody who pretends to know how to fix healthcare, no. No, I mean, how do you lower healthcare costs when we have the technology that we do? This is amazing stuff what we could do right now, but it's expensive. So if we want to increase access, I don't know. Since nobody wants to raise taxes, and I don't blame them, I think we pay a heck of a lot more taxes than people think. But only half of the country pays the taxes. So if only half the country pays, I mean, I even heard only a third of U.S. Americans pay the taxes they're supposed to. So if only a third, what's going on with the other two-thirds? You know, I don't know if we need to raise taxes. Maybe we need to find the people that are getting away from paying taxes and having to pay their taxes, rich and poor alike. There's many people getting out of paying what they're supposed to pay. Maybe if they actually put into the system, we wouldn't be in as much of a crisis. You could only help, you know, you could only give so many freebies. But telling patients, no, we're not going to be able to do the transplant. We're not going to be able to, you know, do the stem cell treatment because we need to cut costs is probably not going to fly with anybody. If they know a treatment is out there, they're going to want that treatment. I would. If God forbid my mom became afflicted with something and I heard there was something really cool out there, I would like to try it. Problem is these things are gosh darn expensive. In the olden days, you could save up. Save up a little money each month, stick it under your pillow. So if you did need to pay for a surgery or pay for a delivery of a baby, a long time ago it cost $200 to deliver a baby. You'd be saving that up, scrimping. $200 barely touches an office visit now. So you can't save money. We need insurance. We have a system such that we can't afford our medical care. We can't afford the insurance. The insurance can't afford the medical care. I mean, this is expensive stuff. Well, why is that? What do we need to do? And so, as far as I'm concerned, I think Santorum, great guy. I hope he still stays active in the Republican Party and everything. But again, none of the candidates to me have proved to me that they can handle health care. So I'm just kind of going with the flow on this one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle TUFFshelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Michelle from Tucson writes, Dr. Dahlia, what is the difference between bronchitis and upper respiratory infection and pneumonia? Well, that's good. All right, yeah, there's a difference. No, not payment. You get this. You get paid the same. Now, you realize that? Oh, doctor will give you pneumonia if he wants to make more money. The diagnosis. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay, it doesn't work that way. So, an upper respiratory infection that can include an upper respiratory infection is very broad. Okay, you have your lower respiratory and your upper respiratory. Your upper respiratory can include your nose. It can include your mouth, part of your throat. Right? Maybe part down to the bronchioles. And then you have your lower respiratory, which includes your lower bronchioles and your lobes of your lung. Now, how the airway goes is you have your mouth, and then you have the trachea, which is your windpipe. Then the windpipe goes straight down, and then it breaks off into two bronchi, your right bronchus and your left bronchus. And then I guess plural is bronchi. My guess is Latin. All right. So then the bronchi, so if we could just go over anatomy, then separate off like a tree, right and left, go into the bronchioles. And then you got the little alveoli that end up exchanging the oxygen between the blood and the lungs. And that's how air gets into the airway. And boy, I'm like surprised I remember all this from medical school. I must have paid attention more than I thought. You know, they say if you sleep in class, and I didn't really sleep much in medical school. I slept a lot in high school, but not medical school, because I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to learn this or I'll kill somebody if I don't know it. They say if you fall asleep, right? You still actually pick stuff up. Okay, but no. So anyway, air basically goes into the bronchial tree, goes into the trachea, goes into the bronchial tree, either right or left. Then there's an exchange with the oxygen into the blood at the alveolar level, okay, in the lower lobes of the lung. So if you have an upper respiratory infection, it could be nose, it could be, well, remember also the air could go through the nose or the mouth, right? Connects to the trachea, etc. So upper respiratory infection could be that. Bronchitis is inflammation of your bronchioles. It's part of the bronchial tree. Remember, itis is inflammation of the bronchus. Just like tonsillitis, inflammation of the tonsils, right? Duodenitis, inflammation of the duodenum. Okay, good. All right, we all know about that. Okay, then pneumonia is infection of the lobe of the lung. Okay, lobe of the lung. Now, you would think that upper respiratory, if you look at that anatomy, upper respiratory would probably be worse for you because it's causing an issue at the source. But pneumonia ends up being the most deadly. Why would that be? Well, number one is many causes of upper respiratory infection, and this is how nature planned it, are very self-limiting. You know, the average cold, adenovirus, rhinovirus, those suckers, they aren't the smartest viruses. We've talked about smart viruses versus stupid viruses. So your rhinovirus and your adenovirus are self-limited. Usually they'll die off in about 7 to 10 days. So they won't last long enough to cause long-term damage. And many upper respiratory infections are viral. Now, you can have a sinusitis, which is a localized infection in the sinus. But we're just going to talk about regular upper respiratory. Okay? The majority of them are viral. Same thing with bronchitis. The majority of bronchitises are actually viral. Now, we treat people with antibiotics. You know, we talked about this. Many people, they do really well with a Z-Pak. And my theory is, it's not so much that there's bacteria there, but maybe these antibiotics have some anti-inflammatory property such that when you take it, you feel better. Now, we don't know that they're such, but, you know, you'll have women that don't have bladder infections. We check their urine, it's negative, but you give them the antibiotic and they feel better. Well, why? Is it because it's an invisible bacteria? No. It's just that maybe there's some anti-inflammatory, some soothing property to the antibiotic. We don't know. So many people with bronchitis come in and ask for an antibiotic. Now, me personally, you know, when I learned, and I learned this in medical school, okay, this was the statistic we were given, where 97% of bronchitises were viral. You know, the next time I got bronchitis, I let it sit. I wasn't going to take an antibiotic. Well, if it's viral, it should go away. Well, not only did it sit, I mean, it sat. And then the mucus turned from yellow to green, and I'm like, well, it's still viral. And then it hurt, and then it was more difficult to breathe. And I said, tech with this, give me the antibiotic, boom. Well, then a day or two started feeling better. Again, was it because there was bacteria? I don't know. Was it because it was a soothing property? But sometimes bronchitis is we have to treat. Even though we're taught in school, it's mostly viral, a lot of bronchitis. Now, the only problem with bronchitis is because of the way the tree is, the bronchial tree, it's very easy for you to not stop coughing even after treatment because your body is designed to salvage the respiratory system, okay? Among many of your other symptoms, it wants to protect your respiratory system, and many of you are already witnessing this with allergy season. When you have allergies and you have these antigens coming into your system, what is your body doing? Well, it's sneezing, you're coughing, your eyes are tearing. Why? Well, that's your body's defense mechanism. It wants to flush, sneeze, cough the stuff out. And a lot of times you end up even swelling. That's your body's response to not let any more antigens in during allergy season. If it doesn't like pollen, that's what's going to happen when you have pollen. All right. Well, sometimes we just can't handle our allergy symptoms and we're like, no, thank you. Well, the same thing happens with bronchitis. Okay. Your lung linings want to protect itself. So when you start to get a pathogen, whether it's viral, bacterial, fungal, etc., your body immediately produces inflammatory fluid. One, to try to flush it out. Two, try to get some sticky mucus to try to protect other parts. Try to block spread. There's a lot of reasons why we have mucus, okay, especially it being sticky. And a lot of it is your immune response. The problem is some of us can't breathe. If you have asthma, if you have emphysema or COPD, this mucus can make things worse. So that's why with a lot of asthmatics and COPDers, we give them steroids. Because steroids decrease inflammation, so you don't make all that mucus and gook so you can breathe more. But again, what do steroids do? They suppress your immune system. We're trying to stop your body from doing what it wants to do to protect you, because sometimes what it's doing is just too much for you to handle. I know it's kind of counterintuitive, but for some people, like especially asthmatics, asthma is a defense mechanism, but sometimes the defense mechanism could kill you. Right? If not checked, put in check. So we use the steroids. But that's why we use steroids. That's why even with some bronchitises, we use steroid inhalers because we want to decrease the gook you're making. So now we look at pneumonia. You could have a viral pneumonia. You could even have a fungal pneumonia. But many pneumonias are bacterial. And the number one cause of bacterial pneumonia is something called strep pneumonia. Now, streptococcal pneumonia, which is the genus and species of the bacteria, we do have vaccines for. That's why we say get your pneumonia vaccine. That's why kids get Prevnar, okay, vaccine. So we do have vaccines because it is the most common cause of pneumonia. And when that sucker decides to get into a lobe, it can fester. Now, the reason why pneumonia then is deadlier, even though you think an upper respiratory is trying to, you know, stop the flow of air, etc., the reason why pneumonia is deadlier is because you're not sneezing it out. It's harder to cough out. Pneumonia, when it finds a lobe and it settles in the lobe. Now, remember, your lungs, you just don't have two lungs. Your lungs are separated into lobes. And again, that's your defense mechanism. In case something happens to one of the lobes of the lung, the rest of your lung can still function. Or if one of the lobes collapses, you could still function. So when that bacteria gets stuck in a crevice in the lobe of the lung, it's very hard for you to get it out. And that's why we have to, of course, turn to the antibiotics. Then your inflammatory fluids come into play. When the inflammatory fluids come into play, then you get more gook, and then you get more obstruction. So now you're getting less oxygen, you're having more difficult time breathing, and you also get tired. Sometimes you could be too tired to breathe. You know, we'll see this with our emphysema COPD patients. You know, families will go, well, ask me, why do people die? If you have all these medicines, and you have the oxygen, and you have the steroids, why do people die? Well, they die because they get too tired to breathe. You could only do so much. It takes muscle. It takes a lot of work. And when people fatigue, sometimes what we have to do is we have to medically induce a coma, put them on a machine, and have the machine do some of the work to help them breathe. Let them rest a little bit and then take them off the machine if they're lucky enough to survive. So it's, the lungs, that was a very good question. Thank you for writing in. Again, I gave you respiratory medicine in a short 12-minute segment, but a lot of good stuff. If you have more questions, we'll talk more about it on another show. But just write me. You could send me emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and of course call into the show. We're live right now, 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DocDahlia. Also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Fox 5 Local had me on this morning, which was great. They were asking me about tanning beds because I guess kids now are getting ready for prom. That's right, prom is coming up, so everybody's trying to get tan. Nobody cares about skin cancer. They all care about looking good. And, you know, I don't know if any of you guys have seen my picture, but I'm not the most tan individual, okay? I'm a little fair-skinned. And being fair, you know, it's kind of tough for me to say guys don't tan. Because, you know, when I do, usually the, you know, crabby, snotty teenager that I have in my office that day goes, really? You want me to look like you? Really? And I'm like, you know what? You got a point, honey, there. You got a point. Okay, but here are just some very interesting statistics about tanning beds. So we're just going to really go through this here, okay? They say nearly 30 million people in the U.S. tan in tanning salons every year. And I think Obamacare wants to tax these people. They say that's more than a million people a day under tanning lamps. A million people a day, okay? They say 70% of them are white female, age 16 to 49. Tanning revenues have increased. They say 2.3 million teens visit tanning salons every year. This comes from healthcentral.com. According to a Swedish study, the younger you are when you start indoor tanning, the greater risk of melanoma. They looked at multiple studies. They say melanoma increases by 75% if you're exposed to tanning beds before the age of 35. World Health Organization has called for teens to be banned from indoor tanning due to the dangers. Only half of the states in the U.S. regulate tanning bed use by teens. I had no idea. I had no idea that half of the states have laws and half don't. Now, what's going on with the UV light? Well, we've talked about UV rays. Remember, you have UVA, UVB. UVA is more common. UVA goes deeper. But UVB has been considered the bad. UVB for bad. That's been the one that's considered to cause the cancer. UVA causes the wrinkles. Well, they're finding UVA causes cancer, too. So when tanning bed salons say, don't worry, we don't have UVB, it's only UVA, you can still get cancer. You know, it's very interesting. One of my family members was at a fertility clinic because she was having some fertility issues. And one of the questions they asked, this was years ago, is does she use tanning beds? She's like, why? Well, probably because those UV rays go deep enough that they think could possibly bother the ovaries. I found that to be very fascinating at fertility clinics who are concerned about tanning bed use and fertility. Interesting. So they say many studies show that exposure to UV light is, of course, a risk factor for melanoma. Huge risk factor. Using a tanning bed, they say more than 10 times a year made people 7 times more likely to develop malignant melanoma than those who didn't use the tanning beds. That's a lot, 7 times more. The risk of melanoma increased by 300%, for those using tanning beds occasionally and 800% for those using the tanning beds 10 times a year. So you going once a month, maybe skipping a couple months, is still huge. You may think it's not that bad. That's huge. I mean, imagine when we were kids baking in the sun. The FDA, they say, estimates about 38,000 people will be diagnosed with melanoma this year. 38,000. And 7,300 people will die from this condition. 7,300 people. That is a lot. A lot. Okay. So, we know about sunlight. They talk about the UVA, UVB rays, okay? They say skin cancer is associated from UVB and sunburn. Scientists have now found that also moderate tanning with UVA produces the same long-term skin damage as a sunburn, thus increasing your risk of skin cancer, premature skin aging, and, of course, damaging your immune system. Now, remember, why do you get skin cancer? Well, you have melanin. Why do you tan? Okay, you have melanocytes, which are these cells that produce melanin. Melanin is, again, your body's immune response, defense mechanism, to protect sun-damaged skin. The darker the skin, the more protection you have with the sunlight. However, if the UV rays cause these melanocytes to go off their rocker and not do what they're supposed to do, then the melanocyte, rather than being a melanocyte, starts to form a tumor called a melanoma. And these melanomas are aggressive puppies. Why are they aggressive? Well, probably because of so much exposure of the UV light and so much of the area of the exposure. You know, many people, they don't sunburn in a little baby spot. When you burn among a whole area. So you are increasing your chance that one of those melanocytes will be hit. And that's why you have the increased risk. And that's also why many of us, when we get a big whoppy dose, we get a big whoppy dose. Now, what really scares us is many times your melanoma can come from something that you did years ago. Now, I remember going to Florida to visit some family, and everybody said, watch out for the sun, because it's a different latitude. It's a lower latitude than where I was from. And I remember I put sunscreen, but there was a spot, kind of near my chest as it was developing, right in the center, that apparently I forgot to put sunscreen down there. And it turned black. Okay, I mean, my sunburn was black. I remember showing everybody at school. Everybody thought it was cool. Probably because I was kind of pulling down my shirt a little bit to show everybody. And it was black. Now, that area that I burned back when I was younger is an area that I watch like a hawk. Because, God forbid, if a cell changed, right, it changed then. So you don't have to have melanoma days or weeks after. It could happen years, decades after, which is why it was scary. Also, there's other types of cancer. You have the basal cell carcinoma that occurs with the basal layer of the skin. And then you have the squamous cell carcinoma that attacks the squamous layer. Squamous cell carcinoma could kill you too. A basal cell is one of the nicer kinds. It could still hurt. But basal cell grows slow, and it grows a lot of times more in one place. You don't see it spread. Squamous will spread. Melanoma will metastasize. So we worry. And we've already talked about how to look for skin cancer. We talked about the ABCDEs of moles. If a mole is asymmetrical, that's an A. Could be a bad mole. If the border looks fuzzy, instead of a nice discrete border, fuzzy because of chaotic skin cancer cells. C, color, if you have multiple colors. Again, that's a sign of chaos. D, diameter, if the diameter is bigger than a centimeter or a pencil eraser. E is elevation. So if a mole starts to elevate, get a weird border, have a weird color, increase in size, just look different from one side to the next, boom. Those are signals that that could be an issue and a skin cancer. Get it taken out. Don't mess with it or get it biopsied. Okay. Now, they say tanning beds are even worse than the sun. They say new high-pressure sun lamp that emit UVA and UVB can be as much as 15 times that of the sun. Now, remember, the reason why people are going to tanning beds is they want a quick tan. Okay? If they, you know, or they, you know, some people live in an area where there's not enough sun, or some people, they want to accelerate the tan. And that's why, again, sometimes they could be accelerated. A UK study found that human skin cells exposed to tanning beds in the lab sustained severe DNA damage of the type that is associated with skin cancer development. Tanning beds cause sunburns. And, of course, if you have a sunburn, doubles your risk of skin cancer. So those are that are very light, freckly, redheaded. People of the Northern European, Northern America, you know, very light, they're more at risk. Whoever sunburns is more at risk. Okay? Now, I see some of you as patients, and you're very moly. And many of you go, Dahlia, all these moles look funny to me. My recommendation is get a good dermatologist, and I think we all should, whether we're moly or not, have a dermatologist see you. Okay? Whether you freckle, whether you don't freckle, right? Even if you're black, you can still get melanoma. Okay, it's not just a fair-skinned problem, even though fair-skinned people are at higher risk, but everybody needs to be looked at. Now, again, we're all scared to death of melanoma, and we should be. It is scary. Unfortunately, though, we're so scared that we're avoiding the sun at all costs, and we've talked about this. When you avoid the sun, we could be losing some very crucial health benefits that I don't think have been diagnosed yet. Right now, we have a huge vitamin D deficiency epidemic, even kids diagnosed with rickets, because we don't let anybody go out into the sun. We cover them up, we slather them in sunscreen, and a huge source of vitamin D is your sun. So we're going to have to come up with some sort of a happy medium. But guys, do not forget hats. We always forget hats. Melanomas happen on the scalp, too, you know. All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com. promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and, of course, on Facebook. GCNLive.com now has an iPhone app, so you can listen to any of your favorite hosts online on demand, even my show live if you're not near a computer. And, of course, if the Dr. Dahlia Show is not playing in your city, contact your news talk station, email them, call them, and tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia Show there. Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Big thanks to Kyle today for working the dials. I love Kyle. Kyle's my man. Okay, so what's going on here? There's a doomsday shelter being built below ground in Kansas where millionaires will be able to kick back if the apocalypse happens. Okay, they're luxurious condos. Comes with pool, movie theater, library, and quote-unquote a guarantee that the building will survive doomsday if it, God forbid, ever comes. Apparently, this is in Kansas. They say below the prairie in a shaft of an abandoned missile silo. And this is meant to withstand everything from economic collapse and solar flares to terrorist attacks and pandemics. It's kind of interesting. Daily Mail is reporting this. Now, of course, there's nobody around to guarantee that, right? I mean, I don't know where the corporate offices are. But I guess Four buyers have already thrown down a total of $7 million for these places. So I guess they're about maybe one something each. All right. And the developer, Larry Hall, has options to retrofit three more of these Cold War era type silos when one fills up. All right. This is pretty interesting stuff. They're called Doomsday Preppers. They want a safe place. And see, they think fear of sun flares could wipe out the power grid and call chaos. So you have these condos. They're circular, so you could watch and see what's going on. They're actually really pretty, these condos. Apparently, he said that he and his wife and son live in Denver and will use their condo mostly as a vacation home. But, of course, if something happens, they'll be ready. Now, this isn't the first time we've seen this idea. You know, many people have said, look, if they're going to build a cabin or build a vacation home, then what they're going to do is, you know, build it underground, do a basement style, do a shelter. You know, so if you're going to do a vacation home, you know, have something that, I guess, does both. So I see it just, isn't that kind of expensive? They say here, 7 of the 14 underground floors will be condo space selling for $2 million a floor or $1 million a half floor. 3.5 units have been sold, 2 contracts are pending, and only 2 more full units are available. Oh, I could see the frenzy now. For now, metal stairs stretch down to connect each floor, but an elevator will later replace them. The units are within a steel and concrete core inside the original thick concrete, which makes them better to withstand earthquakes. He's also installing an indoor farm to grow enough fish and vegetables to feed 70 people for as long as they need to stay inside, and also stockpiling enough dry goods to feed them for 5 years. I hope it's freeze-dry guy. I like freeze-dry guy. The top floor and an outside building above it will be for security. Other floors will be for a pool, a movie theater, a library, and when in lockdown mode, there will be a medical center and a school on one of the floors. Complex life support systems provide energy supplies from sources for conventional power, as well as windmill power and generators. Giant underground water tanks will hold pre-filtered water through carbon and sand, and elaborate security system and staff will keep hoarding from being an issue. The condo elevator will only operate if a person's fingerprint matches its systems. Cameras will monitor a barbed wire-topped fence and give plenty of warning of possible intruders. Jeez. I don't want doomsday to happen. Can we pass on that, please? You know, I mean, really, could this withstand asteroid? Well, I guess if you could live down there for 5 years and an asteroid hits, wow. I don't know. So far, he spent $4 million, including $300 he paid for, his unit. His unit has walk-in closets, top-end appliances, TV. TV? Why would you want a TV? I don't understand that. How is a TV going to work if nobody in Hollywood can make the movie or the show? Anyway, 4 people who put down $250,000 deposits could not come up with the rest, and he returned the deposits. But the economy is getting better, and global warming, they think, are stroking fears. So he gave the money back. If you don't have the money, he doesn't want you. Wow. I mean, it would be nice to have a place to go. You know, I mean, is the government working on that? What was that movie, 2012? Was it 2012 where only rich people were going to be able to survive? Well, the whole, Armageddon, where the whole, globe was getting flooded. Not the most realistic movie. But, you know, you would think, if with the city and what they're charging us with all these taxes, you'd think they'd have certain shelters for us. No, they won't. Like, just stay above ground. Okay, so what's going on here? Oh, we're hearing a lot of interesting Titanic stories. As, you know, we're celebrating the one-year anniversary. I don't know if celebrate is the right word, but that's what they're saying. They're celebrating, commemorating. I would say commemorating, remembering, memorializing the one-year anniversary. Now, they're talking about one of the mysteries has been solved. Of course, all these mysteries get solved this year. Do you notice that? Where apparently there was a very wealthy millionaire who went down on the Titanic, Ben Guggenheim, and people don't understand why. All right, and the story goes, well, he didn't want to leave his valet or his steward on the ship. Apparently, his steward was of quote-unquote mixed race. We think he was half Italian or something, but back then, they said because his color was darker, they would not let him on. They would only let first-class passengers on. So Ben said, well, then if he doesn't come on, he doesn't, you know, go on the boat, I'm going to stay with him. And I guess he decides to, you know, be in his finest clothes. His steward was in his finest clothes, and they had cigars and they drank. And we, this gentleman was portrayed not very accurately in the Titanic movie. Remember there was a gentleman who said, I will not put a life vest on. I am going to die in my finest clothes. That was the guy in the movie, the Titanic movie, that they used to represent him. But, you know, very chivalrous, very, you know, interesting how some people, it was only 100 years ago. But, you know, you see how, you know, sometimes you have human nature that just still takes over. And he thought that he had absolutely no reason to save his life when he couldn't save his faithful steward. So he was going to die with him. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Ben Guggenheim. So that's kind of an interesting story we've been following. We're saddened to see how Mark Lenzi died. Olympic gold medalist diver Mark Lenzi, I don't know if many of you remember him, he turned to coaching, died at only age 83. The last American diver to win a gold medal at the Olympics has died suddenly at age 83. We don't know why. He won the gold in the mid-80s when he switched from wrestling to diving. I mean, guy, great athlete, amazing athlete. And he passed away in North Carolina. Again, they're not sure why, so, as we get more information, but, you know, you wonder. You see somebody who's athletic, and you, we know he gained some weight. He doesn't look the way he did in the 80s. But still, you know, when somebody dies suddenly like that in the 40s is young, it kind of makes you a little nervous. Okay, now what's going on about this? We've been talking about how there's certain alarm clocks out there that will wake you up come hook or crook. Well, I guess this alarm clock is $350, okay? It goes off, you have to get out of bed, you have to punch the date rather than a key code into the keypad. So if you aren't awake enough to know the date, this sucker keeps ringing and yelling. 25-year-old man made it. He's already making thousands of dollars. Just put it across the room. You know what? Listen to the Dr. Dolly Show on demand. That'll wake you up. All right, guys, have a great night. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.